invite you to come out and worship with us. If you like what you hear on this radio program, if you live locally, or if you're going to be visiting in the area, I invite you to come out on Sunday morning. This week, finally, after all this, we're looking at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to be, we read in Revelation chapter 19, he'll be coming back riding on a white horse. And his name is called Hologos to Theo. His name is called the Word of God. And he'll be returning here sometime soon, riding on a white horse, and he will slay all the wicked with the double-edged sword that proceeds out of his mouth, meaning all he has to. And that's symbolic, of course. As the Lord said at one time, peace be still, or little girl, arise. At the end of the age, it'll be different. No more spitting in his eye when he comes back. So that'll be my sermon this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. Here today, we're about to pick it up in the most difficult to understand chapter in the entire Word of God, Revelation chapter 17. And what you can't see on the radio is there's a chart on the screen behind me. And on that chart, it's divided into past, present, and future. So for more info, or if you'd like a copy of that, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send it to you. It'll help you understand this text. That's where we're going to pick it up, right in the middle of now, and this sermon here, Mystery Babylon.
There's another riddle in chapter 17 to help you know who the Antichrist is. He said, who the Antichrist is, he says, there are seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. Again, past, present, and future. This is a riddle, a puzzle, to know who the Antichrist is. He even wants us to know, right? Revelation 13, calculate the number of the beast, because it's the number of a man. He wants you to know who it is. It's given in a riddle. The Antichrist is represented by seven kings. Five have fallen, past tense, one is, and one is not yet come. So, what year is this, 2018? We'll talk about it again in 2038 and see where you're at. Amen. Now, after these things, I'm in Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lit up with his splendor. And he cried out with a strong voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of, now check out these neighbors, friend, a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every unclean spirit, or the King James says every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and detestable bird. Boy, talk about having some bad neighbors. Real estate's going to be real cheap in Babylon at the end of the age. Look who lives in Babylon now, demons. All the demons live there. Every foul spirit is imprisoned there. Every detestable bird. It's got to be synonymous for something else. It's caged there. Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the wealth of her luxury. I take that back. Real estate will be real expensive in Babylon. Won't be cheap. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you participate in her sins and lest you receive her plagues, because her sins have reached to heaven and God has remembered her crime. Now, isn't that funny? There's the people of God still hanging around. You think they'd be long gone by now, and they're still here. I know people would say, well, this has just got to be Jews, can't be any Christians, right? Anyway, God says, come out of her, my people, lest you be polluted. Verse 8, on account of this, her plagues will come in one day, death, sorrow, and famine. She will be burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who has judged her. Okay, now one day here, I believe, is one literal day. One day, one calendar day. And not only is it one day, verse 17, look what it says there. Because in, what's it say? 1 hour, such great wealth was laid waste. Every captain, all those sailing along the coast, the sailors, as many as work on the sea, they stood from afar and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, who was like this city? So they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and sorrowing and saying, alas, alas, that great city by which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, because in 1 hour she was laid waste. Now, the writers told you twice. All is takes place in one literal hour for God to lay waste the city of Babylon. 1 hour and it'll all be gone. Remember what Jesus said in Revelation 3:10, Darren, remember? That I will keep you out of, what does he say? The hour. For all those who persevere to the end, I will keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world. Verse 20, rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her. All right, now let's wrap up this section and God's instructions for today. Here's the rest of chapter 18. Then a mighty angel picked up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, and saying, thus with violence, Babylon, the great city, will be cast down and will by no means be found anymore. Double negative in Greek. Two negative words back to back because there's no exclamation points in the Greek language. To make up for it, they put two negative words back to back to make a sentence emphatic. And there's about 20 of them here in these verses. Anytime I read to you by no means, it means not, not. Thus with violence, Babylon, the great city, will be cast down and will not, not be found anymore. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, trumpeters will not, not be heard in you anymore. There shall be no means, not, not, any craftsman of any craft shall not, not be found in you anymore. And the sound of a mill will not, not be heard in you. The light of a lamp will not, not shine on you. The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride will not, not be heard in you anymore. It's full of double negatives in here. Your merchants were the magnates of the earth, for by your witchcraft or sorcery, all the nations were deceived. Verse 24, in her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints and all those who had been slain on the earth. That takes us through chapter 18. You and I do not fully comprehend just what mystery Babylon is. Or do we? He's explained to us what all this is. The woman is what? It's a city. We might not know exactly if it's Babylon or if Babylon is a symbol for Rome. We don't know yet. You'll have to be there to find that out. We'll see what happens as time unfolds here, whether or not. Now, almost called the Nebuchadnezzar. Saddam Hussein was in the process of rebuilding Babylon, and he was almost done before President Bush went and took him out. He was almost done with Babylon. He was infatuated with Nebuchadnezzar, and he was rebuilding the entire place. And then Bush did what he did. Babylon, Rome, we don't know. But we know what the woman is. I think it's going to be Rome. And I think the head of Rome, maybe even the false prophet, is going to be the Pope. The Pope very well could turn apostate. See, these are some of the mysteries we just, John saw them, but we don't see them. And that's why it's a mystery for us. If you saw the Pope running around killing Christians, you might have a better understanding of this. Amen? He was able to see what we couldn't see. So we can't fully comprehend exactly what this is, but that's not the main point. The main point is God wins in the end. And there's a time of judgment coming. And it's coming soon. For some, it's coming sooner than others. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die. And after this comes the judgment. I mean, it's uncertain if you're going to make it home this afternoon. Then all of this won't matter. Because you'll be all ready to face the judgment here today, before kickoff today. I'll leave you with the words of Jesus Christ. Luke 21:36. He says, quote, "Pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things and stand before the Son of Man." Will you be counted worthy? Will you be able to escape? If God was to say to you today, "Why should I let you into my kingdom?" What would you say? What would be your answer? I'm going to give you the answer to that. Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Mike's PC Support. Mike's PC Support offers professional and friendly on-site computer and laptop repair service. Mike is a certified IT technician who has been serving the Space Coast area for 10 years now. That's Mike's PC Support, available at 321-652-5630. Mike's motto is "Pick up the phone, not your computer." Mike has in-home and small business total computer services. That's Mike's PC Support, 321-652-5630, and on the web at mikespcsupport.com.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This live teaching series on the unchanging love of God is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Again, John chapter 13. Jesus was speaking to his disciples the night before his crucifixion.